was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Praise in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G.
Thank you, Governor. To all the families, first responders, to the community of Newtown, clergy, guests. Scripture tells us, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
And you're here now joining on the Tony Sands Show. I am Tony Sands, and today we got a wonderful show to you, for you today. If you got a chance to hear that intro, that was President Barack Obama speaking in Newton, Connecticut today here on the Tony Sands Show. I'm telling you, we're bringing Mo Singh on the show at 8:03. We have Julie Corona coming on the show at 8:13. We have Mr. Bibbs live from Texas at 8:21, and at 8:30, here on the Tony Sands Show, we're bringing the playmaker Michael Irvin, three-time Super Bowl champ, Hall of Famer, will join us here on the Tony Sands Show to talk about what it takes to be a great receiver in the game today. But without further ado, let's bring to the show Mo Singh. How you doing, Mo?
What's up, Big Tone? How you doing, man? I wish we could talk on a better note, man. But it's been a tough week, and you know, especially me being from Connecticut and all.
And Mo, that's why I wanted to bring you on my show, because you're a guy that is what I consider in ground zero of Newton. You passed by this school so many times prior to this horrific incident. What was it like passing this school this time, post this incident?
Well, you know what, I tell you something, Tony. It's so funny because it's off. It's right there on the way to ESPN in Connecticut, and you pass it so many times driving to or driving from, and you don't think anything of it. It's a small little town, and you know, affluent town, nice town. It's just nothing you would ever think something like this would happen. Driving in it just the other day, you know, they had a teddy bear drive and a candle lighting session, and you know, people in the whole area just wanted to help in any way possible. And it's just, it was sad, it's somber, and as you're pulling in, all you can think about is those kids, man, and just everyone really. But it's just especially those kids, especially right around this holiday time. It's absolutely heartbreaking, Tony.
And Mo, give my listeners a little insight on what this candlelight visual was like when you arrived, when you put your teddy bear and lit your candle on site.
I tell you what, Tony, if you can take a positive moment from this whole thing, really, I guess it was seeing the outpour and outreach of everyone in the community. And when I say the community, I don't mean people that live 10, 15, half an hour away. People came in from everywhere to support the people in Newtown, Connecticut. And when we went down there and we were able to light a candle and just, you people were just hugging people. You literally were just hugging people. You were just walking the street and someone you never even met would just come up and hug you. And there was no sense of fear or anything. It really was just, you felt for a little bit that you tried to help someone in a way. And even though you know it doesn't take away all the pain, and especially right around this holiday time, you at least felt for a little bit of time that people knew that somebody was there for them. You know what I mean, Tone?
I understand that, and that's why I had to bring you on, because I want people to understand. I think when it comes to understanding what it feels like to be in that area, the closest that South Florida comes to was Hurricane Andrew, when people just didn't know what to do. They was in a state of shock. Now, tell me this. What is that? How big is that area? What's the population like in that area?
I want to say the town of Newtown, it's a little suburb right outside that, you know, between Bridgeport and Bristol, Waterbury area. I mean, there's probably like, I want to say, I'll give you an example. That high school probably has like 200 kids in it, to give you an idea of how, you know, small of a town it is.
And visiting, you know, for those, because I'm quite sure it's been, the media has been all over this town, people flying in just to come and try to get an understanding of how something like this happened in such a small, tight-knit community. Did you get a chance to see some of the parents of some of the kids that was killed in this horrific incident?
At one of the ceremonies, we were able to see them, and people did try and extend some solidarity. But really, I think the people have, you know, to an extent, understand that, you know, they are mourning right now, and that, you know, some of these people are requesting some privacy. I think, you know, if people have come out and asked for, you know, interaction or love or support, it's definitely there for them. For me, at this time, you know, I just went and tried to just, you know, extend love, extend support, and show that we are here, and that not just that we're here for you, but we also feel, you know, I found myself crying. You know, my mother lives in Connecticut, you know, never met any of these people, you know, she was crying. So that we feel the pain, you know, that they're feeling as well, too. And it goes to show you that small town, big town, things like this, you just can't put your finger on, and anything can happen at any point, and we just have to do a better job of being aware. We need to be more aware and not necessarily think that this can't happen here or can't happen there.
And you said the word more aware. How do you think officials, schools, just anywhere can make themselves more aware of so an incident like this won't happen in any more schools? What do you think people need to do? And from what you're taking from Newton, Connecticut, what are some of the things that you think that could be done?
I think the first thing is, you know, communication has to get better, you know, as far as trying to pick these things off. But I think, and actually the coach from Winthrop, and I don't know if you got a chance to see this, Tone, you know, he used his platform yesterday after that Ohio State game to talk about it. And the truth of the matter is that we have a bigger problem here. And the problem is like, you know, we have an issue here, and you can't really put your finger on it. But obviously there's a problem with, you know, the American society here. And it's sad because it's not what, you know, a lot of people remember, and definitely not what you expect when you think of this great country. But I just think we have a deep problem. We have to get back to basics. We have to people just have to be more loving. And it's just that I think we've just taken a turn for the worse. And it's relevant in what's happening right now. You know, there's some mental illnesses, and you know, the guy said it the other day. Democrats, Republicans, it doesn't matter. These kids, their parents were Democrats and Republicans, and everyone was affected by it. So we just got to get back to basics and get back to the root and the foundation, and hopefully try and rebuild the thing.
I'm gonna tell you more. I had an opportunity to read an article that was written by a guy named Tim Weiss. And the title of this article was School Shootings and White Denial. And as I read this article, I got it amazed me at some of the things that Tim Weiss touched on. And this article was written way back in 2001, post Columbine. And I'm going to just let you hear a little bit of the snippet. I'm going to read it off of what he started out his article with. Okay. He stated here, and this was after Columbine, in Sanity, California, when it happened there. After all, as the mayor of a town said on CNN, we're a solid town, a good town, with good kids, good church-going town, an all-American town. And he quoted, well, maybe that's the problem. He said, maybe that's the problem, that we are thinking that this kind of stuff would not happen in our town, so we let our guards down. And he went on to say in this article, what went wrong is that we allowed ourselves to be lured into a false sense of security by the media representing of crime and violence that's portrayed both of poverty of those who are anything but white like us. This is some of the things that he's saying, that the media has built this false sense of security, that this kind of stuff doesn't happen in those type of towns. But we continue to hear, as he stated, mayors and sheriffs get on and says continually, we're a good town with good kids going to church. And he's saying that maybe that's why, because we're afraid to attack the dysfunction in certain communities. And if you get a chance, pull up Tim Weiss and read that article and let yourself hear exactly what he's saying, because some of the points he hit on, if you're a person that's reading, it intrigues your mind to read what this guy is saying. And it reminds me, you got to figure this thing was post-Columbine, and here we are here in 2012, and we're still talking about the same thing. So are we doing enough to combat this type of situation for happen again?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with some of those things he was saying. And to answer your question right now, Tony, we are absolutely not doing enough to make sure this stuff doesn't happen again and continue happening. We are our kids' keepers. You know, I just had had a son, born last March, and I know you know that, Tony, and it just gives you a whole different perspective on things. And you know, it is our job and our duty to make sure, you know, we protect our children, and by our children, I mean everybody's children, and you know, this next generation, and hope that maybe we can get rid of this, you know, whatever this evil, you know, lapse that's going on right now, and hopefully that this can kind of go away, and we don't see more of these kids walking into schools or colleges, and people killing their parents, and, you know, just all this wickedness you hear about right now. So I definitely don't think we're doing enough, and I definitely think that this is something that can happen and does happen anywhere and places you least expect, as a matter of fact.
But now tell me this, and now the big topic has become gun control. How much of this gun control do you really think plays a part in this whole situation, or are we still turning away from the big issue here of mental illness and how we got to make people aware that these kind of things can take place?
Well, in my personal opinion, Tone, I think the answer to the question is A and B, and let me tell you why. I think that, you know, the position, okay, let me put it to you this way. I think that there obviously is a deeper issue in the root, you know, that we need to get to. But in the meantime, we cannot keep allowing these guns on the streets when we know that there is, you know, an abundance of people who are not responsible that can easily get their hands on these guns. And in the case of what just happened right now in, you know, Newtown, Connecticut, you know, from what we know, we had a mother who was extremely responsible, did have her permits, and had all the guns in her house legally. Now, that doesn't mean that her crazy 19- or 20-year-old kid isn't going to get his hands on those guns and do something illegal with them. So the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, we need to figure out, put the safety in these kids first. You know, how many more times can we see these, you know, tragedies happen before we say, okay, enough is enough? And, you know, the truth of the matter is that it's a different time and age. I mean, I understand, you know, the right to bear arms, and to an extent I do agree with that. But it has to be done in a completely more responsible way. And I don't know what that is. You know, like the gentleman said, the coach from Winthrop said yesterday, I'm not smart enough to answer those questions, but I do know that we have a problem. I do know it needs to be addressed, and it has to be addressed on both ends, the mental illness. It has to be addressed on, you know, just how we're dealing with our youth right now. And then it has to be addressed with some of these laws in regards to, you know, the NRA and what kind of guns people, you know, should be allowed in people's homes or not allowed in people's homes. So I think we got a boatload of work to do, and it's not one thing or the other. It's we got to take this thing, you know, all the way around.
And let me tell you, Mo, and this was another thing that when I read the article, Tim Weiss, that kind of stunned me a little bit also. The FBI, as of yet, in this post-Columbine, post-California, has yet to create some type of profile of a school shooter. There's got to be some type of leads that lead them to this kind of a person that can commit these type of heinous acts. We have profiles for everything. Post 9/11, we went on a mass profile of everyone getting on planes, getting off. You couldn't even buy too much of fertilizer because your name going to a database because how fertilizer can help in creating bombs. But now here we are. I can walk into a store and buy a bulletproof vest. I'm not a police officer. I'm not a bodyguard. I'm not a private detective. I don't work for any security firm, but I myself can walk into a store and buy a bulletproof vest, and there's nothing never said. A man of my stature. Go ahead, Mo.
No, I'm just saying again. So you hit the nail right on the head as far as you know, it's picking and choosing, and you know, that's a whole nother issue. But the truth of the matter is, can you necessarily try and pinpoint or profile? I mean, you know, that's a fine line, and you know what I'm talking about, Tony.
Correct.
You know, but here's the thing, right? The truth of the matter is that, okay, we don't necessarily have to pinpoint it to a certain haircut or a color or what kind of clothes you're wearing, but okay, we have, you know, this isn't inner city for the most part. This is suburban communities. These are towns that we heard, just like you said, you know, this kind of stuff will never happen. Usually it's, you know, high, you know, income towns, you know, and, you know, it's just the history of, you know, these kids, they're loners. You always hear it, loners by themselves, standing in the corner, you know, don't communicate with anyone. So, you know, maybe it's time to, you know, when we see stuff like that, that you're not scared or you just turn the other way. But, okay, maybe there is a problem here and we try to, you know, tackle it head on before it turns into someone getting to a point where they feel they got to pick up a gun and walk into school and shoot 25-year-old kids. You know what I mean? It's tough. But regardless, whether it's a profile or a profile plus, you know, just being conscious of our surroundings and what's going on, plus being able to, if I see something, not to just, all right, you know, forget about it. Hey, report it. Talk to somebody. Listen, I noticed that this kid is acting this way, or he seems bothered by this, or this kid hasn't said a word to any of his classmates in 6 months. That's a red flag to him, and that should definitely be something that should be looked at because, you know, we can try and prevent these things before they happen.
Correct. And Mo, that's why I had to bring you on my show here on the Tony Sands Show. That was Mo talking about his experience in Newton, Connecticut, because he lives there. He's passed by this high school, this school, several times on his way to work at ESPN, and he will know the inside to paint that picture to all my listening audience that is listening with us tonight. Mo, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm going to call you once the show is over, man, and we're going to talk because I know you leave here and head back home to that area. So you take all our condolences to the families in Newtown and let them know that there are people here in South Florida that are rooting and that is praying for them at this present time. So, Mo, thank you for coming on here on the Tony Sands Show, giving your insight on what you consider something that we need to combat here in the United States. Thank you for coming on the show.
No problem, Tom. Take care, bud.
And you heard it here on the Tony Sands Show. We get, try each and every time to give our listeners an insight on what is going on in the world. We are a sports talk show, but when things like this happen, we must bring it to our listening audience, because it is important to us, to each and every one of us, because it is our responsibility to make sure that we fulfill our responsibility in securing our children's life and our children's future. We're going to head to a commercial break, and we're going to come back with Julie Corona for about 5 minutes, and then we're going to get into 8:30 hour, because it's quickly arising, and we're going to talk to the playmaker himself, Mr. Michael Irvin.
Ladies, whether you're trying to look good for that special someone, or you're Miss Independent and you just want to look good for yourself, listen, you need to scratch where you've been going, because sensational is where you need to be. Where they specialize in shortcuts, weaves, sew-ins and wraps and so forth. At Sensational Beauty Salon, it's guaranteed that they'll have you looking. For an appointment, call 954-786-3997. That's 954-786-3997. Located at 801 South Dixie Highway, Suite 5 in Cypress. Commercial brought to you by Focus and Dirty B. If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport. Just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
Already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Brains in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G.
We're back here on the Tony Sands Show. As you heard in the top of the hour, we're talking about Newton, Connecticut, and the tragedy that has struck that area. And I could imagine what those families are feeling like. But without further ado, we're going to head into our high school hour. We're going to bring Julie Corona to the Tony Sands Show. How you doing, Julie?
Hey, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Julie, we got into a segment in the top of the hour that we had to get into, that the producers wanted us to get into, with the Newton, Connecticut. And I brought on a young man that is on what I consider ground zero in that area. He lives in that area. He passed by that school every day. And as he stated, it was a different approach when he passed by it post this tragic incident. And it was,
you can only imagine.
You know, when you talk about children. But you, let's get a little bit into our high school hour here. And I want to talk to you. And here we go, guys. We're going to give you another insight, because our show next week is going to focus solely on this topic. What I call a topic of dirty business in the NCAA. What I mean by dirty business, I mean misleading young men and letting them miss out on opportunities that may come up because a young man shows his loyalty to a program. And we brought this young man on the show earlier in the year, and he talked about his loyalty to this university. And all of a sudden, this young man gets what they call a dark call. I would call a dark call, a call that I'm quite sure he was never expecting. because it's family believing. You stay loyal to those that are loyal to you. But in this business, there is no loyalty. So that rule of thumb don't play out in this type of arena, because there's a lot of lies. Every day, coaches are telling lies, and young men and young people in their family, their parents must understand that. Jew, it is a dirty business, would you say?
Oh, 100%. Kids going and thinking, you know, that they're going to be heading towards a university, and then it becomes almost signing day and not that far away to get a phone call to say that they're no longer taking your commitment when they've passed on other schools the whole
Correct.
Time. And I'm finding that this is just a consistent thing that is happening, especially in the last month with kids.
And that's the frightening part of this. You stay loyal to this university, and all of a sudden, here we are, 3 to 5 weeks out.
Yeah.
Schools pretty much have, you know, got their commits and sticking with them. They love what they're seeing, because I'm saying I'm going to be loyal to this university, so I'm not taking on any more schools. Guys, thank you for coming in, but I'm going to stay loyal here because I believe in the institution of value. That university.
Exactly. And those coaches, you know, also are the same people that try to tell the kids that they're trying to keep committed to them to not take trips at the same time, or
Correct.
That their spot would be filled if they
Correct.
Do so.
And like you said, now this thing could play out two ways, Jude. And I thought about this as we was talking all week. This thing could say, okay, we may have some spots available, but guess what? You shunned on us. You wouldn't give us an opportunity to talk to you because you say you wanted to be loyal to this program. Or they can just not have any spots available.
Exactly.
And coaches will play that game because they're human and they'll say, okay, this is our way to get back at them. Hey, we don't care. We have spots, but we don't have any now.
Right.
But,
because that player was not interested in them previously. But
correct,
the thing
correct.
About that is they don't know how long these kids have really been in conversations with these other schools. And again, you know, it's always preached upon to be loyal. Why, you know, I have to ask myself, what are we teaching our young men today? Because I think we need, you know, in some instances, it's almost like you're turning the tables and having to tell them to not be loyal, to go
correct,
against
correct.
The grain that they've been taught.
That's what I'm saying. They're teaching one value, but they're stating something else.
Correct.
They're saying you be loyal, you hold yourself to a high standard. Especially you hear so much from university, we hold ourselves to this high standard. Well, high standards mean that you don't lie to young men, or you don't leave a young man out to where now he possibly may not have anything.
Exactly.
Anything. When he thought,
you know, Tony,
he had
and we'll talk about too, you know, some of these letters, and this is what's funny, a lot of these letters that are going out to kids for offers, I mean, you know, a lot of these parents don't know that they have a right to do something about that.
And that
if they choose
and,
to. If they choose to.
And that's what we're gonna make sure, Juliet, we get into one of our topics that we're going to get into next week here on the Tony Sands Show, because we're going to open and bring people on that have had this experience on both sides of the spectrum to get a clear understanding of this topic of what I mean by dirty play, dirty business, no loyalty, no loyalty in this business at all, because it is what it is, guys. It's a business. And I think everybody from parents to kids, everyone must understand that, you know, due to the fact that, you know, it is a business, guys. It is college football. It is a $1 billion industry. And understand, the more the money rises, the more the pressure it is to win. And that means the more the pressure it is to win, the more the money rises. That means I got to tell more lies than necessary to when is Jude, and we're going to get into that topic, you know, next week. We got to head to a commercial break, and then we're going to get in on the show. We're going to continue the show the next half an hour of this show here we'll bring on the playmaker himself. I'm going to call you, Drew, because we got to put together next week's show because everyone's going to love it here on the Tony Sands Show. We're going to head into our first commercial in the next half hour of the show. Listeners, stay tuned because we're bringing one of the best receivers.
If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now. Sensational Parties and More by Clandra Sands. Ready to decorate for your occasion. Whether it's for weddings, baby showers, anniversary, graduations, homecoming, cherries, proms, and more. Give them a call. They have it all. She caters to all Tri-County areas. Palm Beach County, Broward and Dade County. Also, ask about affordable party packages. She has one to fit your party budget. Call and mention this ad and receive $50 off your service. That's right, $50 off your services. Presented to you by Sensational Parties and More by Clandra Sands. Call at 954-708-0581. That's 954-708-0581. Call now.
Still be a baby, baby.
Back here on the Tony Sands Show. I am Tony Sands. We had a great first half hour of this show. We got a chance to talk about Newton, Connecticut. Then we got a chance to get into some of our topics of discussion with the NCAA. Let's hit on, I want to hit on some of the state championship games that I had a chance to go and see. Miami Central won the state championship. St. Thomas won their state championship, and that was a big win for Coach Rocco Casulis because he needed that win, people. He needed that win to establish his legacy in major high school sports to start his legacy. George Smith has left a great legacy there. Now it was time for Rocco Casulis to lead his legacy on St. Thomas and start the building of his program, and make it what it is. The kids were excited. They beat Bradenton the week before, and I think that gave them the power and the will that it needs to win that type of game at the state championship. The game was close in the beginning, but St. Thomas blew that game out. I'm telling you, it was a nice game to be at. But now we're going to get into our great topic of discussion here and our top of the hour. We have gotten into another half hour of this show. Let's introduce, and I'm going to let you hear a small snippet of what some people say about this guy, one of the greatest receivers to play the game, three-time Super Bowl champ, Hall of Famer, national champ. Let's listen at what some of the players had to say about this young man.
All the characteristics that I think are extremely important for a football player, Michael had all those. One of the most unselfish players I've ever seen in my career, and a guy who just does not want to lose.
He is the guy. Give him the shot with no time on the clock. He'll take it. It's, you know, water in the veins.
Ball left side, wants it all.
Called him the playmaker, and no nickname ever fit better.
Going way down the field for Michael Irvin, bumping and grinding at the ball. He got it. The ball. Touchdown, Cowboys. Brilliant by Michael Irvin.
In his 12-year career, Michael Irvin caught 750 passes. But statistics hardly measure what he meant to the Dallas Cowboys.
Up in the air, tip. Oh, touchdown. Is it Michael Irvin?
Hey, hey, bitch, we run this hoe, run this hoe. Like we working on a motherfucking cardio. Hey, bitch, I say we ballin' hoe. I can tell by your face that you ain't hoe.
They don't wanna see me on that gutter shit. Riding round town with my other bitch. Player hating hoes wanna see me fall. But a lot of real hoes rather see me fall. Hustle for the money, something like a fiend. Think I'm still moving work on that triple beam. Bottom to the top like an escalator. Everybody on my dick, now I'm getting paid. I represent the hood like a cone stove. Niggas knowing what it is, and I'm getting more. Waking up in the morning, something like a dream. And I shine like the sun when I'm on the scene. This is that hood shit, that good shit. Tote the fire cause I could, bitch. Switching lanes on 995, big 40 Glock on that wood trick. Bitch, better not testify. Fresh to death when I'm riding by. Chuck D's and my Gucci chain so laid back and they wonder why.
Run this hoe, run this hoe.
How you doing, Jerry? Here on the welcome it's to Jerry. The Tony Saints. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jerry. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, Jerry.
It's Derek.
How you doing, Derek? What's up, D? What's going on, man?
Chilling, man. Chilling. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing well here, man. These topics are blowing us away today. Oh man, we got a chance to get into, the Connecticut situation, and then we got into a little bit of the dirty side of college sports, and it blew my mind that some of the things that is going on that Julie was telling me about, man, it was unbelievable.
First off, I just like to say that my heart goes out to all those families up there in Connecticut. I have a son too. He's in school, and when you see something like that, it just takes your breath away. It's like crazy. It's like, and especially for the holidays to be coming too, it's like it's heartbreaking. It's crazy. It's like no words can be explained on that one.
Especially for those that have children, man, it blows my mind that this type of stuff, goes on.
Right.
It blows my mind. I mean, every time I'm thinking about it, I can't wrap my mind around something of this nature. That here we are, post Columbine, and we're still dealing with this these types of incidents.
I can't believe it.
I really, truly can't believe that we're dealing with this post 9/11 here. I really can't.
Right. Yeah, I can't either. It's like, again, it's like I was home watching TV and it popped up on the news so quickly, and it's like it just almost like 2 weeks they do, or about a week ago they just had an incident about the mall, and then some time before that you had another. It's like three. It's like boom, boom, boom. And
yeah, one.
It's like, will it ever stop? You know what I'm saying? It's like it's got to stop. It's crazy.
And here we are. Like I said. We're still running, and we wonder how this affects sports. Let me show you how it affects sports, people. And this is why I brought this topic on, because Victor Cruz
okay.
was a hero to one of these young men. Cruz was a hero to one of these young men, Jack Pinto. And he wore this young man's name on his shoe. But it went so far to where Victor Cruz drove over to Newton to visit with this family. He visited with Jack's family, sat with them a while, met with some of the children, brothers and sisters of some of the slain students at the school. And then, not only that, the family went so far as they to burying Jack Pinto in Victor Cruz's jersey. That gives you a lot of respect, man, that this family has for Victor Cruz and how this kid felt about Victor Cruz.
Yeah. I was looking for it. I was hoping to catch it on ESPN because I heard about he did go up there. And, like, even, like, with some of the other NFL players, Tennessee Titans, he wrote all the names down in his shoes. I saw that. And, you know, it was just like you can see a lot of players in the NFL all the way up through the whole sports world because everybody's so touched.
Correct.
It's just like, when is it going to stop, man? It's like tomorrow's not promised to anybody because it's like when that happened, you know, I had to, you know, I've thought about my son. I had to give him a call, and, you know, and I was like, wow.
And you said, I work with children. You say you had to give your son a call.
Yeah.
Because it touched you that I'm a father. I have children. So I know how it can affect us when it comes down to it. I know it will affect us, and it can affect us, especially if you have children. I was on my way, as a matter of fact, to the state championship game when I heard of the horrific news, what had just took place. I couldn't get all information because I was in the midst of traveling, and it touched me dearly to hear that this type of stuff is going on. We're going to go to a commercial break here, and then we're coming back to the Tony Sands Show.
If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food if you can't get your dope sold. My uncle just died and it can't be. Tell me this, who made it? I already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got.
Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Stress get thick, but I won't fold. Devil hoping that I switch, but I won't go. Riding in my whip, I'm alone.
Welcome back here to the Tony Sands Show. We're having a great show for you today. We've just gotten our call in to from Michael Irvin. He's in the mix of still taping the Jim Rome show. He was in California taping the Jim Rome show. So we're hoping to get him on the air between commercial breaks with Jim Rome, where I knew he had to do some taping for that show today, and he was going to give in to call us. But until then, we're going to continue to bring you the updates on sports here on the Tony Sands Show. We're going to also bring on our Texas insider, Mr. Bibbs, to give us an insight on Texas football, folks. Texas football. That's right. You heard me say it. Texas football. There are state championships that are going on in Texas. Like I told you, they're putting out numbers that are unbelievable when it comes to that. We got a call, as a matter of fact, online too. Let's go to Jerry. How you doing, Jerry? Garrett.
Hello?
Oh, what's up? Do you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still hanging out.
Okay, you're still hanging out, rolling with the Tony Sands Show. This is my man D. I'm gonna tell y'all about D. Now D is my guy. When I go over to the pool, he makes sure me and my athletes are taken care of, because I bring my athletes in there to train them. Because I am the ultimate trainer. I am the ultimate trainer when it comes to football speed. You name it, I got it. I do it. I put it together, make it work. I make it work. I don't do playing around. You come to me, you know you're getting the best. As a matter of fact, we met with Cardinal Givens, Derek, and they want to hire my services to come over. And I guess they want to see what it takes like to win a state championship, because everywhere my training programs went, we've produced great numbers. We produce great, great numbers. And I'm going to tell you, you know, D, you see how hard the guys work when they come over, to it. You know, we work hard, man. We work hard to get it done. But I want to get into it with you. You know, don't think I forgot. And I know you think I don't. Don't think I forgot. Don't think I forgot, because I haven't forgotten about this Dolphin bet that we had earlier in the year. You know, I'm not a bet man. You know, I'm going to let you tell the people what we discussed. It wasn't a bet, but let me tell you. You tell them what we discussed.
Okay. The discussion was what the Dolphins' record would be at the end of the season. Tony, Tony said it would be – the best he would give him was 8-8. I told him 10-6. And things were favorable until the Indianapolis Colts game. And after that, everything kind of
went downhill.
Fell downhill right after the Colts game.
But let them know. If you lost and you didn't make it, what was going to take place now?
Yeah, the deal was, if the Dolphins didn't make it, I would treat him and Michael Irvin to lunch. I'm still waiting whenever you're ready.
I guess we get our lunch then. I guess we get our lunch. Correct?
Yeah, whenever you're ready. If I know you're busy, you know, and like, you know where I'm at. I'm not going anywhere, so I'll be on vacation.
I might say that off over the Christmas break and stop by and me and you have lunch on you. Well, not on you, but on my dogs.
I'm gonna be on tomorrow's my vacation. Tomorrow's my last day. I'll be on vacation till the 7th. But whenever you let me know when you coming by the pool, I make sure I'll be there.
Okay, maybe that's when I needed to come and visit with you. We need to have lunch on your vacation. That way we ain't got to worry about you watching the pool, you doing anything. We can go ahead and have a good time. But hey, stay with us, because we got, without further ado, I'm bringing on Mr. B from Dallas, Texas, to get into Texas football. What's up, Mr. B?
Oh, not too much, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. What's going on with you?
You know me, checking out these high school football games.
Give us some insight. Now, don't hold back on us. Give us some insight on what's going on with Texas football.
You know I'm not going to do that. We got a couple. Anytime you're talking about a state title game, you know you got the best couple of teams, 5A, 4A, 3A, in the state of Texas going head-to-head this week. And I'm just going ahead and jump into it. Off top, we got Houston Lamar versus Allen, which is a team out of the Dallas area. Allen actually came up with a big win last week against DeSoto, which was ranked number two nationally in the USA Today polls. High school, this is going to be a pretty good game. I think both teams are going to come out, you know, with their best foot forward. Both teams have very stout defenses. When I say Houston Lamar is only giving up 7 points to each team they're facing in the playoffs this year. So I not take that back. They gave up against Seven Lakes. They gave up 33 points. But ever since then, the last three games, they've given up just about 7 points a game. Allen, same with them. They have a real aggressive type defense. Their defensive line will get after you anyway possible. They like to send a lot of blitzes. They like to do a lot of different stunts on the offense, on the defensive side of the ball, and it's going to be a pretty good game. Let me go ahead and jump into the Cedar Hill versus Katy game. Katy's averaged 53 points. Their average margin of victory has been 53 points a game this season during the playoffs. Anytime you're winning by 53 points a game, I don't really think the opposing team has a chance. I think going for what that state title within the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And right there, they tell you what type of program they have coming out of the state of Texas. They've always been ranked in the national polls. They always have great players. They have a bunch of players that commit to D1 programs. And I think there's going to be two big games right there when it comes to the 5A division.
But now we say we got Houston Lamar. Houston Lamar is still playing top-notch football.
Yeah, that's the kid that we had on the show a couple weeks ago, Colbert. Yeah, he still has his team in the playoffs. They're still fighting, trying to get that first state title. This will be their first title bringing back to Houston in the last 50 years. They haven't been to state since 1953.
So now you got to figure, listen, check this out. Now, we on a roll because we bought St. Thomas guys on. They win the state championship here in the state of Florida.
Okay.
We bring on Houston guy. He's still competing to get his state championship. Well, kids is telling you, you come on this Tony Sands show and your high school will win the state championship. So I am telling you, if we call you, you better come on because you will take your team to win the state championship.
Yeah, I believe you because he's been putting up some pretty good numbers this past season, especially when it comes to the playoffs. He didn't have his best game last week against San Antonio O'Connor, but he did have some great plays towards the end of the game, which gave him the opportunity to run the clock out. That was a pretty good defensive game. I think the score at the end of the game ended up being 15-7. Which, you know, it's a very low scoring for a team like Lamar, who puts up pretty good numbers when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. But, I believe you. I think you got some type of good luck for your players that come on the show. And anytime they come on to the Tony Sands show, they got that chance to get to that state title game and you know, go ahead and go and take it home.
And you know, B, that's what we do. That's why I partnered up with you in Texas. I partnered up with Julie here in South Florida because we bring – you, top-notch sports in two of the highest recruited states in the United States, Texas and Florida. If you want to get athletes, this is where you get them from. You get them from Texas and Florida. Now, are you going to the end of the state championship games this weekend?
I'm going to be at every last game that they have going on in Cowboy Stadium this week. I'm going to go check out the Lancaster versus – was it Lancaster versus what Cedar Valley? Cedar Park. That'll be Friday night at 8:00. I'm gonna go check that one out. They had a kid out of Lancaster named DeMarcus Harris. I talked about earlier on the show, a couple of weeks on the show. He's a pretty good kid. I'm gonna go and check him out. And then Saturday I'll be there all day. They have three games. One starting at noon. It's gonna be Denton, was it Dengar versus Dengar versus Georgetown.
Okay.
Dengar is what? Dengar is 13-2. Georgetown 15-0. That should be a good 4A Division I game. And then after that, we're gonna have, like I told you, Cedar Hill versus Katy, and then we'll have the Allen versus Houston Lamar game, which is the 8 o'clock the finale, which should be the best game of the night. So I'll be there pretty much all day Saturday, and then I'll check out that one game on Friday once I get off work. So this is gonna be a good game, a good weekend for football in the state of Texas.
You keep your breast
when it's all over.
You keep me, hit me on my Facebook and keep me abreast of all the scores that are going on. Guys, hey, we got a text. Michael Irvin will join us next week. He was still taping the Jim Rohn show. I knew he was going to be out in California taping that show, and he texted me and told me they was in the process of still taping that show. But we must leave you now with another week down of the Tony Sands Show. Great show. You had a chance to hear great topics. As I leave you, we must look after all those that who are that's under us and that need us. As you heard, what's going on in Newton, Connecticut must stop. Thank you. Here on the Tony Sands Show.
It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raised in the world that's so cold, why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G.